We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from Memorial Opera House, and it's their upcoming production of Little Shop of Horrors. And they have a full season coming up. Little Shop of Horrors has been around for 30 years. It was an Ashman Menken production, who are people familiar with Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin. And we have one of the people that are appearing, well, not exactly appearing, but voice only in the show, Tony Somerville. He's the voice of Audrey too. And the show's, by the way, directed by someone who I know, David Markley, and I think Peyton Tinder is in the cast, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But welcome to Art in the Air, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome. Hello.
Well, we want to just kind of start, this is a different spotlight, just a little bit about your background, both where you're from and then a little bit about your theater career.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm Northwest Indiana, born and bred. This is my first show in 6 years. So I graduated high school back in 2018, but I haven't done any shows since then, right? So yeah, it's been a very long time.
What was the break? What were you doing?
Well, I went to college for engineering at Purdue. I'm now doing computer science at the University of London, but I didn't really have time to put drama into my schedule, and then the pandemic happened, so that really put a damper on things. So but yeah, I'm super excited to finally get back on the stage, even if it's in the wings.
Well, also, what school did you go to, and did you have any earlier theater experiences in some of the shows you were in?
Yeah, absolutely. I went to Hebron High School. I did basically every show that they would let me. I was Troy Bolton in High School Musical, Georg von Trapp in The Sound of Music. Ah. And then also previously at the Memorial Opera House, I was Issachar on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Excellent. Do you have any favorite roles that you've done so far?
I think the most fun I had with the role was that Issachar. But I think my favorite role was Judge Wargrave in Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None. That was a very fun role to play.
I think I actually came out and saw that play. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I was invited by your director before he left town and everything. So that was a...
Chris.
Chris, yeah. So, yep. So anyway, you're going to be voicing Audrey too. For our audiences not familiar with Little Shop of Horrors, why don't you set it up for us, tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, absolutely. Audrey 2 is a mysterious man-eating plant that appears out of thin air and is kind of the big bad of the show, right? So it's going to be controlled by a very talented puppeteering team and myself providing the voice for said puppets.
Now, you've been in rehearsal for how long?
We've been at this since late August, early September, I think. Yeah.
Okay. And some of your other cast members that you know of?
Not late August. It's been since like early September, late July. Yeah.
Sure.
My other cast members, we've got Trey and Peyton, right? Those are our Seymour and Audrey. Myself as the Audrey 2. We've got Doug the Laughter as the wonderful Mushnick.
Okay.
Doug
the Laughter's been around for a long time. Yeah.
John Owens as Oren, and various other cast members. I don't want to list them all off.
Right. Well, we put you on the spot because we were supposed to have Maddie here to kind of also talk about what's going on in the season and everything like that. And I know that the puppet is a lot of times actually rented because it's so complex. It's not something that a theater builds for a one-time show. Do you know anything about that process?
Yeah, that's the case here too. Actually, the puppet should be getting in at time of recording in the next couple of hours. So we're going to be playing around with those tomorrow, trying to get a feel for them, synchronizing my voice with their movements and everything. But yeah, we're super excited to finally get our hands on them.
The Memorial Opera House, does the cast help with the sets in any sort of way?
Yeah. This Sunday, actually, we had a set painting thing. I had my finals due Sunday, so I wasn't able to help with that. But there was a set painting and building thing happening then that the cast helps out with.
I know in some professional or semi-pro theater, that doesn't happen as much as it does in community theater. Right. But anyway, so after this show, you have any, I know you, while you're going to school, do you have any other things, projects down the road you would like to get into?
I haven't really been looking around at it too much. I'm going to be leaving Indiana entirely within the next year. I am a 5-time intern at Microsoft, and I will finally be working out there full time come next year. So, yeah.
So, oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I get into some more musical theater things before that time comes. But hopefully, Seattle's got a pretty decent acting scene out there too, so I'll be sure to be on the lookout.
It's really strong in all the arts.
Oh yeah.
Well, we have only about a minute left, and we want to give you a chance to say show dates and everything like that, and contact information, and I'll just cover all that.
Yeah, absolutely. From off the top of my head, it's every Thursday through Sunday in October. So that would be October the 5th Thursday. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and then Sunday at 2 p.m. if my memory serves
that, correctly. That's correct. And I think through the 22nd. Yes.
8 p.m.
Yes. All the way through the 22nd. Yep.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art of the Air. That's Tony Somerville, the voice of Audrey 2. And it's the wonderful production of Little Shop of Horrors. And that will be at the Memorial Opera House. And you can always find out information at that on the website, memorialoperahouse.com. Tony, thank you so much for coming on Art of the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.